Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is a hot Monday, and it's going to get hotter for the rest of the week, so just brace yourself. Jimmy B and TC, you can always get on the program with us at 264-1700. Again, that number is 264-1700. We've got a great show lined up today. Tom Cakert, Hawkeye Report, will join us at 1225. And we will talk to Tom not only about what's going on with the football and the basketball at Iowa with the Prime Time League, and there were a couple of pretty good performances over the weekend. But we'll also talk to him about the passing as well of Bobby Elliott. So we'll get into that as the show goes on. 1 o'clock, Seth Gruen will be here, Bleacher Report, Big Ten Unfiltered. 1:40, Ben Kercheval on college football from CBS Sports. 2 o'clock, Zach Reimer, Major League Baseball Bleacher Report. And at 2:20, Scott Phillips, College Hoops Bleacher Report and NBC. That's the lineup. Trent, how are you, pal?
Doing all right. Certainly sad news about the passing Bobby Elliott, a guy that has been known in this state for a very long time. Obviously an assistant coach, but before that, as a player, moved to Iowa after his dad Bump got the athletic director job at the University of Iowa. He's in Iowa, not a lifer, but he is. He's been around a lot of different places. So, sad news. A guy that has battled a lot of different things.
Yeah, he has
throughout his life. And so, I'll take you back a little over two decades ago, Jimmy B.
Okay,
as things were winding down at the end of the Hayden Fry era, and at the time, the story goes, at least the way that I heard it, that Hayden was ready to retire after they upset a very good Washington team in the Sun Bowl. Washington had tied for the Pac-10 championship that year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with USC, who went to the Rose Bowl. They went to the Sun Bowl. I went down there, beat them. Well, they still had coming back, though, Tavian Banks, Tim Dwight, Matt Sherman.
Right.
And that group talked Hayden into coming out, but he was set to retire at that point. And with it, many people believed that it was going to be Bobby Elliott that was going to take over.
Sure.
We know he stayed for 97 into 98. 98, the wheels completely fell off the team. They finished 3-8. One of the saddest performances against Minnesota to end Hayden's career. Just a terrible way for him to go out. People at the time didn't know that Hayden was going through prostate cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
During that final season at Iowa, he kept it completely under wraps. Didn't want anybody to know. And even 20 years ago in the state of Iowa, to keep something like that under wraps is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. And you wonder today, would that even be possible?
My guess is probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But Elliott was going through his own, you know, his own struggles that he was going through. And a lot of people believe that's why he didn't get the job or didn't get a fair shake at the job and all these different things. But you look at it on the other side, and if that is the case, Bob Bowlesby, the athletic director at the time, can you give a guy a job, that job, the most high-profile job
in the state? Yep.
Can you give it to a guy that has gone through and is going through the things that he was doing at the time of Bobby Elliott? Probably not. So, you know, that's what that's the story, at least, of Bobby Elliott and how close he was to getting the Iowa job, then an assistant job at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And an incredible assistant coach, but Jimmy B, I got a number for you.
Okay, lay it on me.
So he was there, obviously, during the long period of success, the 15 straight years of victories for Iowa. He was
Hawks,
there.
You're talking about Cy-Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the
they
back
dominated.
Half of that.
Yep.
He was there for the back half of that. But this is what he was. 18 years as a coach in that rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
As an assistant for both Iowa and Iowa State.
Okay.
18 years.
Okay.
Any idea what his record is?
Well, they were awfully successful, Iowa was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they lost, maybe he lost five times, that's all.
16-2.
Wow.
16-2. 11-1 at Iowa, 5-1 at Iowa State.
5-1 at Iowa State?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He was there during the long, long sojourn through things as they took the streak back, six consecutive.
Mm-hmm.
They won after I had won 15 in a row. So, yeah, interesting that he was on the sidelines for a lot of victories in the Cy-Hawk rivalry. And outside of Hayden?
Yeah.
Really, nobody had. In fact, Hayden.
His record's not that good.
No, he lost his final one. Had 15 years of winning before that, and then before, I think went 2-2, maybe the first 4 years, something like that, before the stretch started with 15 consecutive games. But sad news there here in the state of Iowa. We'll get some talk with that. We'll talk with Tom Kakert, see if he had any dealings with Bobby Elliott throughout the years. It's his time both in Iowa City and in Ames, and a sad day for the football community.
It is a sad day for the football community. It finally caught up to him, and he was in hospice in Iowa City, and that is where he passed away. Bobby Elliott, at the age of 64. So that was tough news over the weekend, no question about that. When you got a chance to kind of peek around a little bit, did you go on Twitter? Because you're a Twitter hound.
Yes.
You're better at it than I am.
Well. Goes without saying.
Yeah, I guess it does. So
you struggle. You're struggling.
It's my middle name.
Yes.
And the things that were coming out of the PTL.
Primetime League, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, guys were like just lighting it like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of lighting it, did you see where Kreener had like 42 points and 17 boards?
42 points out of your boy, Ryan Kreener. And really, I think the story, if you're kind of mapping out what has been the biggest story to this point of the Primetime League, it's been the two freshmen.
Yeah.
It's been Luca Garza. It's been Jack Nungy. How good those guys have been early on. Now, you see this a lot. And there's always a little bit more excitement when you're a freshman going through this league. It's your first time in front of the home crowd. You want to show, you know, the guys are going to be, you know, all those things. And by the time you get to be your second year, you're an upperclassman, deeper in, and it's like, all right, I'll show up. I'll do my thing.
Yeah.
But the freshmen a lot of times can make an impact. So it's been a good story.
Uh-huh.
Jim, you're a Kreener fan. You're a big Kreener fan.
I'll tell you why is because I think the boys got game.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see it a little bit last year. And the way that his confidence level is, he plays with an edge, and he has skills. He can be a banger. He elevates well for throwdowns and rebounding, and he can be a decent shot blocker as well. Look, the scoring is an absolute bonus. He's going to score. His game is a scoring game. That's him.
And we saw that last year.
You know,
when he first came in, that game against Purdue.
Right.
And we hadn't seen him for, a couple of weeks at that point?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, they're giving Kreener a minute. Okay, that's a little odd because it was a tight game. It was kind of out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in there and he's hitting shots.
Yeah.
And he's scoring right away.
Right away. No hesitation.
And I remember the conversation last fall that Fran was talking about. You know, they wanted to find minutes for him because of the whole group, he was the best, at least, how they measure things in practice. I don't know, probably in 5-on-5, maybe some drill work, whatever it is.
Sure.
He was the best rebounder that they had. They just never could find minutes for him.
Yep.
And they finally just said, we got to try it. And he was successful. And he was good when he was in the game. Still didn't get a ton of minutes.
No, he didn't.
But, boy, you can see flashes out of him.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of upside to his game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's not going to wow you with athleticism, but he can move.
No, he's got some...
He runs a little funny, though. He's got a little, I don't know what it is, but there's a little gait in there that cracks me up as he's chugging down the floor. But he moves pretty well for a big guy.
Exactly.
He's got the shooting ability that you talk about.
Yes.
And that was the first thing.
And
that
he's
really
legit 6'8", 6'9-ish.
Oh, he's 6'10". Yeah. I mean,
he's pushing 6'10"?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, he can play the five for you as well. And that's what they need, you know, because last year at times, this is the thing that I wonder. With all this front court depth, last year you had Tyler Cook sometimes having to play the five, not a whole lot.
Right.
But him and Pemsel started to play together, and they never looked comfortable. And that's the one that I wonder, because after Cook got injured, all of a sudden Pemsel was the kid that stepped
right
up.
Right.
I don't think those two practice a whole lot together
during
preseason, because I think they both kind of looked at them. They're both power forward types. Pemsel's behind them. But then they saw Pemsel can play the five a little bit more.
Yeah.
I just don't think they practice a whole lot together, at least in comparison to the other lineup combinations. Now with an offseason of those guys maybe working a little bit better, you know, if they can play together more, where Kreener fits in the mix, all these freshmen. It gets back to the same story that we talk about with Iowa basketball, and that is, how do you divvy up the minutes for this front court?
There's a lot of guys in the front court.
It's incredibly difficult. The back court is Bohannon will play his 32, 33 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Moss, you hope he can be a guy that consistently can give you 25 minutes a game, and then, well, see what you get out of Brady Ellingson, see what you get out of Christian Williams, see if Maishi Daly has anything, and that's it.
That's it.
Up front, it's the two freshmen that we've talked about.
Right.
So you start right there.
Garza, Nungy,
Garza. Yep. But those guys in there. Ahmad Wagner, what did he start, 20-some games last
roughly.
Year?
Roughly.
I mean, we don't even talk about Ahmad Wagner.
No, he's not in the equation.
And he is a guy that has elite-level athleticism, has shown an ability to be able to step out, hit a jumper, but he is a garbage guy, athleticism, good defensive player, good post defender. You got that in the mix, and you keep going through, and you got Nicholas Bear. And outside of Bear, who can play the small forward spot, all these guys are kind of power forward center types. Who can play the three in a pinch? Can Tyler Cook? You know, we saw him last summer. It's like, oh, this guy can shoot a little bit.
Right.
And from what I've heard, Tyler Cook seems a little bored at the PTL.
kind of like. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah. Maybe not getting the most enthusiasm as he's on the floor over there. But can he play the three in a pinch? You know, could you play? Let's think of the 3-4 and five position. Tyler Cook is a three.
Sure.
Who would be the two guys that you'd play with him? At that spot, now would it be two thicker guys? Is it something where you go with Garza and you go with Nungy, and Nungy and him maybe interchangeable at the 3-4?
Maybe could Kreener slide into that as well?
Right, Kreener, that might be because of his shooting ability.
Yes, he pulls people away from the basket.
So you got, let's say this: we got Garza at the 5, Kreener at the 4,
okay.
Cook at the 3.
Yes.
And then Moss and Bohannon
right.
probably
man,
are
that's
one, too.
Big lineup.
It's a big lineup. I mean, that is a really big lineup.
Wow.
Can you play man in that, though? Can you play man with those guys? I don't think you can.
I don't know. Once again, it's going to depend on the team that you're playing against.
But a majority of the time.
Right. If you're playing maybe Purdue.
Yeah.
With the big guy down low in Haas. You might be able to use something like that and play a 2-3 zone.
Right, but, you know, Mathias isn't...
No.
You know,
he's not super quick,
yeah.
but he's very accurate when he shoots.
And could Cook guard him on the perimeter?
That's the key. Maybe.
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 You could get away with it for a three-minute stretch, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you're 11 minutes to get to the under 8. Yeah, I think he could steal some minutes there. It's fun to play with. And it's an exercise that is fun to do in the summertime. In fact, this week we are going to put pen to paper. We're going to figure this thing out, Jimmy.
Okay.
We're going to try to, because you only get 200 minutes.
That's it.
And I love what, I talked to my buddies about this, like, oh yeah, well, okay, Bohannon will play 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Cook will play 35. I'm like, you're already at 70.
Yeah.
You play both those guys. You're at 70. You got 130 minutes left for the rest of the team for 11 other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, see, they
are you playing Cordell Pensel 8 minutes a game? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. Fans forget that it's only a 200-minute game.
Yes.
That's it.
That's all you have. And doing the math is much more difficult. It's fun to do. We'll do that. We'll do that later on in the week here as we get through the summer. Over in the Capital City League.
Yes.
Do you see Cameron Laird?
Yes.
Big game. Time to get excited, Jimmy B.
I would think if you're a Cyclone fan, at least the guy's there.
Yeah.
And at least he's contributing big time.
Yep.
So I would think that's a major plus. You got to feel much better because nobody'd seen hide nor hair of him except somebody who was in the gym when he was in there playing rat ball.
19 of 28 from the floor.
There you go.
Finishes the game 38 points and 16 rebounds, 8 assists as well.
Almost a triple-double.
And a 148-131 victory for Sparta Waste Services. Also, Mariel Shayok. Boy, this Shayok guy, he just puts up monster
every time. Yeah. We're it's a glorified pickup game.
It is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yes.
Folks, don't take this like for, oh my God, he's going to average 40.
Right.
No, it is a glorified pickup game. Trent and I could both score at least one basket each.
Oh yeah,
with the way they play.
Well, yeah, they'd find us on the wing.
Because I'd come over midcourt, I'd be firing.
I might need 10 shots, but I'd be able to knock
one
down.
One.
Yeah, there's not going to be a hand on my face every
time.
It's
a glorified pickup games. Don't get so excited about it. But when you see those kind of numbers, you're going, man. Okay.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Maybe it's just not all hype.
Right.
You know, when we went on that treasure hunt trying to find the guy because he was nowhere to be found. Who was it that sent us the tweet, said he was there watching him?
Mike Jones.
It was Mike Jones watching him. Yeah. Sent the tweet. I'm scouting. All right, Mikey. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. We finally had a Laird sighting. Look, all along, we've said on this show that on paper, the kid looks tremendous, but nobody had ever seen him play. And so now you're getting that opportunity and you're starting to feel, at least if you're a Cyclone fan, you're starting to feel much better about what maybe Steve Prohm is going to have.
Yes.
The question, once again, they will be the big mystery team of the Big 12. And how will the pieces of the puzzle fit together?
Yeah, we will certainly get into that a little bit more. What else I see in the Capital City League? Anything else jump out? I mentioned Shayok.
Yeah.
It'd be so nice if he was eligible. With what we've seen.
Yes.
If he was eligible to play this
season,
year, I think we both agree, wrong side of the bubble as we look at them right now.
Right, right.
Kind of much like Iowa last year, 18-15, right around 500 in the Big 12. It's going to take them a while, I think, in the non-conference, that it might be a loss. You look back and say, kind of like the Nebraska-Omaha game for Iowa.
Yes,
How did they lose that one?
Yeah.
I think there's going to be one of those probably early on there. So, you know, that's kind of where you get when, at least for me, when I look at Iowa State at this point, kind of figuring out this team and what they're going to be. But it's going to be a fun, fun summer getting through. We're getting down just a couple games left on each side of things. And then, well, it's football time, Jimmy.
It is.
It starts today.
Yeah.
SEC Media Day.
Media Day.
Yes.
Oh, man, all the clowns are out for SEC Media Day. Speaking of clowns.
Yes.
They are the clowns of Major League Baseball as we speak. I'm talking, of course, about the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
Oh, Jimmy B, why you got to do that to the Cubs fans?
I'm over at Draft House. Having a bite to eat. No 7-7 involved. Bite to eat.
Wow.
And these guys are cussing a blue streak at the TV because the Pirates are just blowing them out.
They were.
10 runs in the first inning. Lester gives up 10. I haven't heard that kind of language. Well, I've heard it when the microphone's been off here. So
me yelling.
I've heard it then. But these guys were like irate. And I didn't say anything. You know me. I observe. I never said a word about it. I just listened to their conversation because they were seated right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard not to hear since they were both extremely PO'd. And I was just laughing under my breath at, you know, you got the whole second half of the season. But as I told everybody earlier, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
It looks that way. It looks that way. Let's take a peek look at yesterday in case you missed it. And it's presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. If you're in the market right now, fix the leaky roof, or if it's time for a complete re-roof, the guys at Wolf Construction can help you out. Most jobs done within a day. It's Wolf Construction Roofing. Give them a call today. We go to Wrigley yesterday.
Ugh.
That first inning, Jimmy B.
Ugh.
A 10-run first. What is this, Little League? Not the way you want to go into a break.
Josh Bell with an RBI single. Pirates lead 1-0. Two-run double, Jose Osuna. Pirates up 3-0. It's a two-run single for Mercer. 5 runs in the first for the Pirates. And there it goes! A grand slam for Cervelli! You gotta be kidding! And McCutcheon hits one out. Put it on the board! 10 for the Pirates in the first! Unbelievable!
Woo-hoo. Doggy.
Oh, man. John Lester's got whiplash neck.
Do you hear the boo birds there, Jimmy B?
Watching those balls jacked out of the park and into the outfield. Whiplash neck. Whoop, there goes another one. Whoop, there goes another. Whoop, there goes another one.
We go to St. Louis next. The Cardinals hosting the Mets. Got my buddies were in town for that one.
Yeah?
They said there was a ton of Mets fans. They have like a traveling group.
Are you serious, really?
And it's kind of like a
club. For baseball?
For baseball. And people that are part of the group say, hey, we're going to go to this game this year, all kinds of things.
Okay.
They said there's a couple thousand, incredibly loud, too, a couple thousand Mets fans in the stands for the weekend series. But yesterday, It went back the Cardinals' way once again. Tommy Pham going opposite field.
Right-handed in this game today. That's hit down the right field line. It's well hit. Tailing. It is fair. And it's gone. An opposite field home run for Tommy Pham.
So, oh, Tommy, you're so fine. You're so fine. Hey, Tommy.
I don't think that's Tommy.
Oh, okay.
No. Here we are.
Yes.
All-star break.
I got it.
Ready to roll into the second half of the season. Home run derby tonight.
I can't wait for this.
We're going to be making some picks on that one.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at the odds. We always got to do that, Jimmy B.
Yes, we
got to help the people. Give them what they want. Degenerate talk from your man, TC. We will do that a little bit later on. That was, in case you missed it, presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. On the other side, we get back into the Hawkeye talk. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. He's our first guest here on a busy Monday. Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
With the turning of another calendar year, you hear dealers offering savings on this and special financing on that. This is Tom with Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center. Since we offer exciting deals all year long, we thought we'd offer you, the RV owner, one better than the other guys. When you purchase a new RV from Bob and Joe's RV Center, you get RV warranty forever at no cost to you. A real warranty for as long as you own your RV. RV warranty forever will pay for all repairs to the covered components of your RV for as long as you own your RV. Bob and Joe's RV Center is so confident in their inventory that they've offered a lifetime warranty on every new and qualified pre-owned RV at no cost to you. To top that all off, Bob and Joe's RV Center is an exclusive RV Warranty Forever dealer in the state of Iowa. Get a quality RV at a great price from Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center and get a true peace of mind forever. Browse and purchase with confidence at BobandJoesRV.com. Every great vacation starts somewhere. Start yours at Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center with RV Warranty Forever.
Do you see cracks in your foundation, brick, or drywall, or doors and windows that stick? These are all signs of serious settlement issues. Call Midwest Basement Systems for all things basement-y. Basement waterproofing, basement structural repair, foundation settlement repair, and wall straightening and bracing too. Our engineered solutions will stabilize and lift your home back to level, putting you back on solid ground. Call Midwest Basement Systems today.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, 180 dealers for internet equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way now till 3 o'clock today, Jimmy B and TC. It's always a good day when Tom Cakert takes some time with us. HawkeyeReport.com. Anything you need to know on the Hawks, he's got it. Once again, he comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. That's Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Tommy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
It was a good weekend, and then it became a sad weekend, Tommy. Let's kind of get into Bobby Elliott a little bit. We know how he had to fight against cancer, finally lost the battle. How many, and can you recall some times where you were with him and talked to him at great length about football?
You know, great length, I wouldn't say really any, but just, I was just kind of doing covering Iowa stuff for a local sports radio station and just kind of doing that at that time. And when he was still around, it was, you know, basically the last year or so of Coach Fry's tenure. So, but, you know, I told him what station I was with, and he's like, oh, you're in Quad Cities. Yeah. I love listening to you. You know, he was just always so energetic, and then ran into him a few times up in the press box. He, you know, a lot of time, if it coincided with a weekend that he was off and Iowa was playing at home, there were a few times where he would come back and be up in the box, and his dad's box is right by the press box, so you'd see him in there. And but it's just sad because just such a good guy. And, you know, such a big part of football at both state institutions in the state of Iowa.
You know, battled so many different things, different ailments, cancer, a big part of that throughout his life. And something that I was talking about going back over 20 years ago when Hayden first thought about retiring and then went into retirement, there were a lot of people that thought Bobby Elliott was going to get the job or had a great chance of it, but cancer at the time made it difficult for, I'm sure, Bob Boolsby to even give that a realistic look. A big what if, I'm sure, for a lot of Iowa fans and for Bobby Elliott looking back upon it, what could have been without that ailment?
Yeah, I firmly believe that if Bobby Elliott hadn't gotten sick with cancer, the blood cancer at that time, that that he would have been the successor to Coach Fry. I mean, he just fit it. He was the perfect fit. He had a ton of energy. Everybody around Iowa City obviously knew him, and you know, his dad's reputation was sterling at the University of Iowa. I just think it would have been pretty much a done deal, even probably ahead of Bob Stoops. Although I think, you know, there would have been a lot of clamoring for Stoops, but you know, just didn't work out. And to his credit, he hung around when Kirk came in and, you know, helped save that recruiting class. That had some, you know, he and Brett Bielema got guys like Fred Barr and Alan Cole to stick with the Hawks and come to the University of Iowa and help start to rebuild the program.
And maybe one of the most astounding statistics all time, 16-2 as an assistant coach in the Cy-Hawks series, 11-1 at Iowa and 5-1 at Iowa State.
That's the craziest stat I saw today.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's just unbelievable. I mean, he just he knew how to win that game. Just knew how to win that game.
When you will assess his career and think about the man himself, as far as an assistant coach, just talk a little bit, Tommy, about his style, players, how they reacted to him, and how well he was able to put things together.
You know, it's funny because over the years I've talked to the guys from our Notre Dame site, and you know, even talking to the guys from the Nebraska site in the last couple of days as we were exchanging some messages and phone calls about him, just because, you know, the situation had gotten at that point grave, and just kind of checking with some people to see where things were at, and just how much every place he went, everybody loved him. Mm-hmm. I mean, God, we loved talking to him, and he's just got so much energy, and he's always got time for you, and he's just, you would have never known that that he had battled this for so long, based on the energy and the productivity and the work that he put in. And the Nebraska guys were telling me, even before they kind of took him off the road, and he was down in Florida recruiting kids. And then, you know, just right before they announced that he was taking a leave of absence, they had just pulled him off the road that weekend, and everybody kind of thought it was odd. And then, of course, the announcement came that he was taking the leave, and I had heard right away that, you know, the message I got from somebody who was pretty close to Bobby was everybody just pray for him. So I knew it wasn't probably good, and turned out that it wasn't good, and lost him over the weekend.
Certainly tough news right there. Well, we make the transition from that into things that just certainly don't seem nearly as important today with the passing of Bobby Elliott, and that's on to a little football and basketball talk with you, Tom. Let's start on the football field, and want to start on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we've been going through, as the guys have been on campus, the freshmen here for, what, about a month now for a lot of them. They've been getting acclimated. I believe I came across something, a little nugget on the site about A.J. Epenesa and just how good he's looking, something along the lines of they thought he was going to play. There's no doubt about that. He might be playing a lot more than even some of the coaches anticipated.
Yeah, and I put something up, too, about Ian, and talked to somebody, and they said, we just don't have guys like A.J. come through here as true freshmen. They said the same thing about Tristan Wirfs. Mm-hmm. The offensive lineman from Mount Vernon, just, you know, guys are just kind of, they don't look like freshmen, and they don't carry themselves like freshmen, and they don't work out like freshmen. They're just built differently. Same thing was said to me about James Daniels a couple of years ago. You know, Brian Ferentz said that early on. He goes, we just don't get guys like this. You know,
right.
They're usually building guys up, and you saw James play really well as a freshman. I did my prediction piece on the 4th, and one of my bold predictions, along with the whole season, was by midseason, I think A.J. is going to start. I just think he's going to be too good to keep off the field, and I think he's going to be that good and that impactful of a player.
So what does that lead to the kind of the rotation up front there? We know that bodies, especially at the defensive tackle position, are going to be a very much of a need spot. Are we going to see more maybe substituting on third down? We saw the Raider package the last few years. Could it be where they stay more in a base but are able to rotate guys through, maybe have a guy like Epenesa, even Hesse, play defensive tackle on third and long? Do you see them being maybe more fluidity than we've seen in the past up front?
Yeah, I think there'll be some different looks is what I would call it. I'd keep an eye on Brady Reif, too, at D-tackle, just because I think he's maybe that situational third-down guy that can kind of create some havoc. I know they're pretty high on him. But then you've got, at end, I could see a rotation of Hesse and Epenesa and Anthony Nelson. And then Matt Nelson may float between end and tackle, kind of like Christian Ballard did. Back towards the second half of his Iowa career, where he was bouncing between tackle and end a lot. But, you know, the D-tackle thing, just it depends. The budget is health. He's got to be healthy. And how quickly Lattimore really comes along to be a guy who can play, 50 snaps a game.
One more, sorry, Jim.
That's all right, man. I know
everything.
You're on a roll here.
Well, this defensive line, because if this defensive line can play at a high level, like we've seen in the past with Iowa defensive lines, with what they have in the linebacker spot, the experience they have, though replacing a lot of cornerback. I think this team has a chance to be really good defensively, Tom, but it does start up front here. Of the Nelsons, out of Matt, out of Anthony, I saw, I think the latest update, Anthony out of Waukee, he's up to 260 pounds. Are those guys that you think are going to sneak inside a little bit more as well? And you mentioned Budgeta. What are you hearing as he works his way back from that injury from back, October last year?
Yeah, we talked to Budgeta in early June when they came back, and he was just kind of rounding back into shape. And I think it was the ankle against Wisconsin, and I think he had some setbacks in the winter too. So he was just kind of getting back into the swing of things. He's a tough kid, though, but he's not the impact player that Jahlil Johnson was. He's kind of a space filler, guy who eats up tackles and just kind of eats up space in the middle. So they're going to have to – he's got to be healthy, though, because they need the experience up there, because their defense – it's just so much of what they do is predicated on stuff in the run, and that's the number one thing that they've got to be able to do, and that's kind of hold their spot so Jewell and Bauer and Neiman can come flying in there. And what was the other half of your question?
Just about the Nelsons, how much bigger those guys are getting, and them playing inside.
Yeah, the big thing with Matt is, he had the broken foot in the spring, and there was some rumblings of maybe he had a little bit of a setback with his foot again this summer, but we haven't heard it, and nothing's been out there officially, so we'll have to wait and see what that looks like here. Maybe we'll get some time with Kirk tomorrow. We're supposed to have a little press availability, and maybe Kirk will stop by and say hello. Otherwise, we'll find out from him in Chicago. Sometimes he does that. He'll pop out and say hi and talk for about 5-10 minutes and get some news. And but otherwise, I think Anthony's going to stay outside. I don't think there's any question. But I think Matt's going to bounce between end and tackle.
You mentioned, how about Vandenberg? I'm just real curious when we talked about news. All we hear...
Foot injuries.
Yes, I know. All we hear is, oh, he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. You got any dirt? Do you really know what's going on? Come on, Tommy.
He's been working out, so all good.
But is he running? I mean, working out can be lifting, jogging,
he's
doing the ellipse machine. I want to know if the dude can cut and run.
Is he doing 12-ounce curls like Trent?
Just a touch better.
Grain belt 12-ounce curls.
Exactly.
I've been doing a lot of those this summer. I am getting ready for football
season. He's tuning up.
Everything I've heard is that he's been running a little bit and doing fine. So, I'm with you guys. I'm just kind of, I'm not counting on him. Just if you get him, it's a bonus. Mm-hmm. I think that's just how you have to look at it. But if he's good to go, I know they've kind of taken steps. They've really kind of babied it, and they've got some new orthotics that he told us they put in there. So hopefully,
well, he's the only guy who can catch a pass.
He's the only guy who has caught a pass in a college game, a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that they have back. So that's just how it's going to be this year is if they don't have him, it's going to be a lot of three tight end sets.
Yeah, it will.
Power football, get out the air horn and start howling.
Watley and Butler.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah, speaking of Butler, Tom, we haven't talked to you since the news of the new grad transfer coming in. Guy that was interested in Iowa, didn't get the offer, and ended up out at Nevada. Tell us a little bit about what you heard, and do you have hope that maybe Brian Ferentz can figure out a package or two to play him and Akram together?
Yeah, I think they'll probably try and figure something out, put Akram in the slot and put Butler at tailback. But it's a great get for Iowa just because you always want that. I think they like having the two kind of experienced backs back there, and I think they really got comfortable with that last year with Daniels and Wadley. And as we know, Akram's been dinged up from time to time, and he's still just barely over 190 pounds. So, how much of a workload could he really take? Could he take, 25 to 30 touches a game? I'm not sure. And that, then you throw in passing game where he was very effective last year. I think this just allows them to, that every third series, you can put James Butler out there and he can get you some yards, and maybe he'll do even better. So maybe you go to a timeshare like you did last year with kind of the guys just alternating, or go to a hot hand at times. And but Butler's really productive. I mean, you know, I know it's the WAC, and I know it's different, and I know it's not as good as the Big Ten, but 3,000 yards is 3,000 yards.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what, he was going to be the, you know, he was the top returning running back in that conference, first team all conference. You know, a lot of the analytics guys who cover football really loved him. I saw the Pro Football Focus had him with 87, you know, tackles missed last year. So he's been very productive and elusive. So I think that's a positive sign. And he really wanted to be a Hawkeye. I mean, he wanted to be a Hawkeye when he was coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, things have worked out because, you know, he graduated early, and Nevada was going to that air raid offense. I don't think he wanted any part of that.
Right, right. Tom, before we let you run, quickly to the Primetime League, some guys are putting up some monster numbers. We just saw the other night where Kreener went for 42-17. Look, I know it's a glorified pickup basketball, but you've been over there a couple of times. Have you seen improvements in these guys' games?
Yeah. You know, with Kreener, the thing that I think, he's heard all this talk about how Garzy and Nunji are going to come in and
right.
take his job, and how he's going to be the odd man out, and he's just saying, "The heck with you guys!
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Yeah.
And look what I'm ready to go. He's not going to sit back and let some freshmen come in and take his minutes. He's not going to sit back and, you know, say, well, Cordell and Tyler, you go ahead and play. Or Ahmad Wagner. He's going to go out and he's fighting for those minutes, and that's what you want to see from a kid in his position, and I'm sure Fran is thrilled with what he's been able to see from him so far.
Tom, we will let you go with this. Brett Bielema, we've had plenty of chuckles with old Bert throughout the time. Had a baby over the weekend, and I just see this quote come across right as we're rolling out here from Andy Staples of Sports Illustrated. Brett Bielema said his wife didn't want to use any painkillers when she delivered their daughter. Quote, Bielema says she wanted to do it a la carte. I don't think Bert knows what he's talking about here on this one. Another swing and a miss out of the big boy down south.
A la carte.
I don't think they taught English in Prophetstown, maybe. I don't know. Prophetstown, he's a Prophetstown native, so.
Wrong side of the river over there. You know about that well over in the Quad Cities. You get to the other side of that river, things fall apart very quickly, don't they, Tom?
It does. That's a classic. A la carte.
That's a beauty.
Way to go, Bert.
Yeah.
Big Bert.
Yeah.
Big Bert. That's still my favorite picture, is that one of him on that cruise with his shirt on. Yes.
Oh, so I know.
It's so good. Gut out, happy as a clam.
All right, who wore it worse, him or Rex at the when he was the coach of the Buffalo Bills at the Wizards game,
Rex
when his
Ryan?
Yeah, Rex Ryan, yeah, at the Wizards game when his shirt was up.
Oh, I still think it's Bielema.
You think,
I
mean, so, really?
Oh yeah, because he looks all lit up in that picture too.
Eyes drooped over, plenty of grain belts in him, no doubt about it, Tom.
No doubt.
Tom, be good. Enjoy your conversation. Hopefully you'll get Kirk tomorrow, and we will talk again soon. SEC Media Days, probably going to be a little crazier than when we get at Big Ten, right?
Yeah, that's a special level of insanity down there what I've heard.
It is. It's a clown show. It's like Bryce Harper. It's a clown show, bro.
It is.
Thank you, Tommy.
Hey, take care, guys.
See ya.
We'll see ya.
Okay. Bye. Tom Kakert on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Always good stuff out of him. Very informative, too, on football. And
yeah, that defensive line rotation.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we've talked about this a couple of times, but I think there's an argument to be had.
Mm-hmm.
With Epinesa, I mean, 5 stars don't show up at Iowa. 5 stars that are ready to play like that, they just don't. And you got a guy like that with a lot of talent up front. We know the linebacker spot.
Uh-huh.
You still got Josie Jewell there.
Yeah.
You know, you got plenty of guys with experience. They have a chance to be really good defensively. Offensively, we've talked about the question marks there. But defensively, it's just a couple of tweaks, a question mark here or there. I feel like they're going to be fine at quarterback. You don't replace Desmond King. You don't have that shutdown side that they had. But both of those guys, Ojemudia, he looked really good.
Sure.
You know, we saw all those guys. Rugumba,
mm-hmm.
He looked like he was
he
a star
like
in the making
play.
Before he broke his arm. So
right.
You have pieces over there that you feel good about. It's just up front. You know, they need Budget to healthy. They do. They need that experience in the middle, because if it's not, then it's we need Lattimore, a true sophomore, to play 600 snaps, and then we'll cobble it together. That's scary. Now, that's scary when you get to that spot. So it's a chance, and that's what we talk about right now. Everybody feels like they have a chance during the summertime.
Well, always.
It's like spring training
in baseball,
right?
Oh, yeah, we got a chance.
Got a chance.
And now we're the San Diego Padres. We're 31 games out of first place.
That's not good.
Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Trust. Quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
1700 KBGG backs the blue, and we'd like you to back them too. Each week, go to our website at 1700kbgg.com and nominate an officer who does an outstanding job. Tell us why that officer deserves a special salute. We'll select an officer weekly, share their story online and on the air, and present them with a special certificate. And bring their department some Brugger's bagels. Help back the blue at 1700kbgg.com.
Dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Up to 50% off hot deals with Dell's Black Friday and July sale. Are you kidding me? That's huge. Dell has all the technology you need with an amazing selection, including the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, booming Klipsch audio, and so many great electronics. Shop big Black Friday and July deals by visiting Dell.com/BFJuly. You could save up to 50% on select products by calling 800-BUY-DELL.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. Oh, that was fun having Tom Cakert on the show. Always good information if you're a Hawkeye fan coming from Tom Cakert. 1 o'clock, Seth Gruen will be here. We're going to jump in, the Big Ten with him?
We'll talk a little Big Ten, a lot of baseball.
Yeah, we'll do some Cubs with him.
Yeah, we got to hit on the Cubs here. And God, they're kind putrid. Of what's next?
They're putrid.
Well, they're not putrid.
Here's,
the Padres are putrid. The Phillies are putrid.
Yeah. The Cubs are putrid.
Putrid's not the correct term.
With the talent that they have, and I know people are going to call and they're going to say, oh, we got the whole second half. Yes, you do. And I agree with that 100%. And everybody says, well, Jim, remember all those games? They all count the same. That's what you say me. They all count the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you look at the standings and you see right now that the Chicago Cubs are 5.5 back, tied with St. Louis, 2 games under .500,
mm-hmm.
and not even sniffing a wild card slot as we speak.
5.5 out.
5.5 out.
So Cubs fans should be nervous, is what you're saying.
I would say so, yes. I think here's the deal. After last season, and everybody's going to say, well, look, they won in 108. I get it. I was as excited as everybody else. But when the season began this year, it was like, well, hell, they don't even need to show up. They're going to win 90 games and go through the motions, and we're going to sweep into the playoffs again. It hadn't happened like that, Trent. Just hasn't happened.
No.
And it hasn't happened for Cleveland either. They've struggled as well.
They have.
But they are in first place in their division. That's a difference, even though they've struggled.
Both talented teams.
Very.
The hangover is real.
Oh, boy. You're not kidding.
No, last year, Cleveland overcame a lot to get to where they were. Remember, when the playoffs started, nobody picked them.
Yes.
Nobody picked them. That was different than the Cubs. So it's a different feeling coming to this year, but it's been injuries that come up, Schwarber getting sent down. There's been so many different things that have kind of piled up, really, for both those teams this year that has happened. I've said it before. I'm still of the belief that this team has a run in them, that a big run, not winning three in a row and then losing two, three.
Yeah,
a big run. You know, going 15-5 over a month. You know, something along those lines. I still see it happening. The problem is Milwaukee won't go away.
Uh huh.
They're not going away. And for the side of the Indians, I don't see the Twins sustaining. I don't even see the Royals being able to sustain over the back half that they have to worry about it. Where I feel like even if the Indians go 85-77, I still think that's going to be good enough to win the division. And then, as we saw last year, we'll see how the chips fall come playoff.
Right.
For the Cubs, getting to 85-77 themselves is going to take some work.
That is going to take work.
And is that going to be good enough? Not the way Milwaukee's going. And young David Stearns over there, their general manager, said over the weekend, they're looking to be buyers.
They are.
They're looking to be buyers. And this is an organization that is in a position now to make moves. They can go from the small level stuff, a guy here, a guy there.
Right.
You know, a 23rd, 24th guy on the roster. Or they have an ability to go big because of their farm system and what they have down there.
There's talent there.
A ton of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to, they can go out and make a splash. They can go out and get some of the big names that are out there. Milwaukee is in a spot to do that if they want. I still don't think they should, but they're open for business. That makes it a little bit more difficult for the Cubs.
Wow. Who would have thought that?
Nobody.
At the All-Star break.
Nobody.
Jimmy B and TC, right here. We're coming right back at the top of the hour on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Cowboys are herding cattle from their phones. A man is driving a car by using only the motion of his head. A blind athlete who lost the use of his legs is riding a bicycle again. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Arrow Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
Be the host with the most and get the most savings at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings Event with up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like the GE Stainless Steel Gas Range, a Home Depot exclusive, with convection oven, non-stick griddle, and extra large burners now for just $5.98. That's over $400 in savings. Shop our lowest prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid 6/21 through 7/12.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
1700 KPGG kicks off your morning with On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I would want all of the police force to have everything that they would need at their fingertips.
Just because they say that they need it, that's enough. We need it, so please get it to us.
And they give you the hometown scoop with Monk and Kelly.
I didn't know you had a clothing line.
Yeah. Is it really made of bacon?
It's got the official bacon stamp of approval.
Smell it. They are not scratch and sniff.
News from around the globe with Westwood One On Air.